ולשם חזר ים אצלי בך וים אצלי בך שב אל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקו אל השם קו אל השם
בוקר טוב חברים.
Good morning friends. We are 1026 from Petach Tikva, Haifa number 3, Novosibirsk, Chelyabinsk, and Barnaul. Topic of the lesson, awakening a deficiency in the Torah for the help of the Creator. We were supposed to hear Peter, but that'll happen at 4 a.m. because of technical problems in the bridges in the city, so the friends will show up a bit late. We're going to read an intention and then hear our friends from Haifa. From Rabash article. Our work in Torah and Mitzvot is to come out of the exile of the will to receive to oneself. Meaning that if we have to aim during the engagement in Torah Mitzvot, that our reward will be that through this we will be rewarded in coming out of the slavery of the will to receive to oneself and be able to work for giving contentment to the Creator. And we do not demand any other reward for the work. Meaning that we want to be rewarded in feeling while engaging in Torah Mitzvot that we are serving a great and important king and will have the love of the Creator in that since we feel His greatness and glory. And our whole joy and pleasure will be by serving the Creator. That will be our reward in not Him giving us anything in reward for the work, but we'll feel that the work itself is the reward. And there is no greater reward than serving the Creator. Haifa. Good morning, dear brothers. We got a great privilege from above to live in a very excited time, very joyful time that is felt throughout the world. We are after very deep and important and internal congresses we went through in the Americas. And we feel the new degree of implementation in the tens. We heard the reports from Moscow and New York, which were very exciting to hear. And also here in Haifa, this new degree is felt greatly. In our 10, we have added another phone call of the 10 during the day, and also at the end of the day, as a mutual summary of the day. Friends, let's enter this lesson with an open heart. Enter with a feeling of commitment and responsibility to implement Rav's words, adhere to the friends, and to be in the state of a man will help his friend in order to awaken the love of the Creator in the tents. L'chaim v'nei baruch.
יש לנו שאלה לסדנה.
We have a question for the workshop. Every friend looks at his friends into their points in the heart and tells them from the depth of his heart what is he asking for them? What does he want for them? Again, every man looks at his friends into their points in the heart and tells them from the depth of their heart what he's asking for them. What he wants for them. Actually, in the daily summary of yesterday, I told you what I want for you, and that's what I also came to the lesson with. I want us to have forces in the tent to overcome all of the shatterings in the connection between us and bring our points close together, that the importance of the goal will be above everything in life, and that we'll have forces to overcome the experiences of the desire and only identify with our points in the heart. I wish the request would be so easy, and then I can ask from the bottom of my heart. I don't know what this means, but for the workshop, I think I'd really want to ask the force to overcome and the importance that this path will be the most important life for you. It's truly the force of the Creator that can give this intensity in the person that I'd really want to ask that it'll be like lightning that hits you, so it'll be this positive lightning of the upper force can just hit you and burn. Well, they say that a person lives for knowing the upper force. That's what'll lead you everything in life. First of all, in these minutes, the awakening of everybody being alert is very important, so please, I'll ask for that. Also, that you'll have the forces to come out of self-love a bit and just stay in the center of the group together, and that we can be rewarded in feeling what the love of the Creator is, what the tendency to love the Creator and bring Him joy is. That's the main thing. I'm asking for us that we'll feel mother as much as she misses us, and that each one here is truly, it'll be awakened from inside, the warmth and desire to be a good brother for all his brothers here, for the perfection of the system that she wants to feed so much and bring to life, that she is between us. I'm asking that our mutual force of the points in the heart will conquer the rest of anything else that's running around in our mind and heart, and that one towards the other will create a feeling of greatness and importance, that we can awaken each other for the greatness of the Creator. I'm asking for my friends that the Creator will give them a deficiency, that they'll be able to turn to Him emotionally. And I forgot what that word is, like in your first love, until you won't let me sleep, as we say, to have such a state. I'd ask that all the points of each one will grow and expand, and there'll be room for all the friends in there together, and that they'll truly be able to support all the points of the friends. As it was said, I join the request for you that you'll be awake in the lesson on the outside and inside, that you can extract the best maximum you can from the lesson, and also ask for you that you'll feel each other's desire and be able to live in the prayer for the friends, love for the friends, and be in a constant feeling of none else besides them, to live in that feeling, to feel how it's the Creator leading us and we are only serving Him from our love towards one another. I'm asking for you, as Baal HaSulam writes in the Arvut article, that each one can feel that there's 600,000 loyal friends being concerned about him and nobody of himself, and everybody can only engage in self in love of others.
חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות, אתני, אתני, אתני מן דמעה, אתני, אתני, אתני מן דמעה. Ragli min dechi.